K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Another winning episode reaction edition of this podcast. Your first time listening to this show, thank you so much for stopping by, giving us a listen here. Whenever you listen to this, this will come out on Monday night. So be on the lookout for that. I'm recording on Sunday, October 20th. 2024 Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, whether that's football, women's volleyball, women's soccer coming soon, mids and women's basketball right around the corner, cross country wrapped up over the weekend as well. So much, this unique podcast. So if you're a big K-State fan, make sure you do go ahead and hit that like and subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast. So it's K-State all over West Virginia last night. And you would definitely turn out to be a kind of a nap fest, if you will, there. K-State, 45, 17th ranked K-State, I should add. 45-18 last night in Morgantown. This was not even close, and I probably could circle back. Probably, which, obviously, it was a physical game early on. What, we knocked out their quarterback out of the game. Who was that, Garrett Green? Yeah, Garrett Green out of the game. Avery Johnson. Obviously, stealing a page from the Three Mob podcast there. K-State did not have its best pitch, the fastball. In this one, they relied heavily on Avery's arm in this one. And apparently, during a broadcast, and I've heard this, I heard it this morning on the Three Mob recap, that Avery Johnson still ain't, isn't 100% healthy, something like that. I did hear that during a game broadcast for the Fox commentators who called that game. kept on mentioning that. And yeah, despite not having Avery's legs, nor the best rushing attack in the Big 12, DJ Giddens was slowed down a little bit, but he did see pay dirt twice in this game. There should have been a third touchdown there with Joe Jackson, but whatever, you know what I mean? But despite all that, K-State, we've been asking for big plays. Now, I've said this on previous reaction episodes of the show. We saw big plays in this offense, and let's go ahead and throw a pick six. Take it to the house. Marquise Siegel, all that work with a jug machine. Finally, see one, get one, take one to the house on Garrett Green, touchdown. And I would circle that. That's probably the early dagger for K-State or West Virginia this one. But for sure, yeah, DJ Giddens coming in this one. I found this also fascinating. Before this game, DJ Giddens' total yards on the ground was more than UCLA. Somebody else was in there. Yep, somebody else was in there in Florida State. Oh, if anything over Florida State is awesome, you know, coming from living in Florida for a handful of years, growing up in Florida, really, for a handful of years down there as well. So anything over Florida State is awesome. But K-State right now is on a heater right now. K-State winning is awesome as well. And winning in this dominant fashion, we have seen our share of dominant performances at home. And this has been brought up on this podcast one way or another. K-State, take care of business. You get K-State at home, forget it. K-State, they know how to take care of business in their home, in their house, for sure, right? But it's been the on the road against other teams, playing to the opponent's competition, or just being too sleepy to start. Speaking of sleepy, too sleepy to start off, right? So they're 4-4 on the road. I think, yeah, Vox did a comparison stat as well. One loss in the last, 10 games in Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And that the record that sticks out in my head right now as I record this podcast, the road record, 4-4. Now, and obviously, and again, don't want to bring back the old hammer hatchet there, but BYU. A few weeks ago, right? So you find a way to win against Colorado, and you manhandle West Virginia last night. This is what you need to see from this team right here. Take care of business, and then now you get Kansas at home next week. Dylan Sunflower Showdown. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports reaction edition. K-State is officially bowl bound, winning dominantly, handily over West Virginia, not even close. 45-18. Eddie Greer here. Yes, I said that. Make sure you just get the score right. 45-18. Thank you for tuning in on this postcast reaction. This will come out tomorrow night, and I believe me and Alex will record on the, hopefully tomorrow. We'll see what his schedule is like, but we will have the bonus channel going this week. So again, the bonus channel, if you're wondering, Podbean app. Download the Podbean app right now. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. Again, download the Podbean app. Bonus content of the Pro Project Podcast over there. Greer 3 Ace Podcast. G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. Again, that's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3, E-D-I-D, apostrophe S Podcast. For that as well. Okay, so knocked all that out. Yeah, DJ Giddens was slowed down. West Virginia made it known that they want to slow down the running game. 57 yards, 19 carries on the night. He did see pay dirt twice in this game. So it was nice. And look, Giddens, going back to him for a minute, ranked fourth in the nation. He averaged over 125 plus per game in this one. Chris Kleiman saying they didn't play very well in the first half there. And yeah, rightfully so. And despite all that, I mean, they were up by 7 at half. It could have been a lot worse there because K-State's offense was pretty sleepy. A little slow start for K-State offense there. But and then, you know, they get a touchdown in the pick 6. I think the pick 6 really got it going there. And then we saw big play after big play. And how about Avery Johnson and these tight ends? Another couple of touchdowns. There could have been one more to Will Swanson there. Anseal scored another touchdown in this game. And it was Garrett Oakley. And we thought Garrett Oakley was going to be a huge asset in this offense. It was, instead of him, it's Braden Lofton. We know Lofton's been dealing with injury, been dealing with that injury. Going back a few weeks ago, I think against BYU. Yeah, BYU got hurt against them. So Garrett Oakley has really been put in the back shelf a little bit. But it was nice to see him grab that nice, tough pass in the lane there. And Avery Johnson was putting in some tight windows there last night. There it was nice to see these tight ends. I believe I retweeted something from, oh shoot. Mitch Fortner. Yeah, Mitch Fortner. 8 total touchdowns total. What Avery Johnson, the tight end, K-State tight ends this year. 8 total touchdowns there. It could have been one more Will Swanson there, but Johnson just overthrew him in the back of the end zone. But yeah, so I retweeted that last night. I did retweet a couple things last night there in this game as well. But hey, I mean, it was nice to see big plays, right? And you had the one to my guy, Jaden Jackson, right down the seam there as he caught it in stride and he was gone. So that was awesome to see that as well. And K-State hands West Virginia their 4th loss of the season there in this game. Going to Chris Kleiman here for a minute. Hang on a second. Okay, going to Chris Kleiman for a second here. Let's take Chris Kleiman's quote here. Quote, we didn't play great in the first half, but had a 17-10 lead, which I said. Chris Kleiman goes on to say, quote, they had a good plan for us in the run game, so we had to throw the football, but we were finally able to crack them a little bit running the football. You got to win in multiple ways, and I think, again, K-State unlocks another level here when it comes to winning football games, obviously. So, it was definitely a nice and relaxing sight there. Not to have to stress out, walk pace back and forth through another K-State game. And, again, Morgantown's a tricky place to play. And K-State woke up just in time to take care of the West Virginia Mountaineers. Avery Johnson, 19 of 29 in this game. K-State outgained West Virginia 412 to 294 total offense there. Despite K-State getting outplayed, well, not outplayed, but the total plays. Look, West Virginia had more offensive plays on offense than K-State did, 74 to 55. And the Wildcats, though, what it mattered is in the score sheet, And that's where K-State obviously had a bigger advantage there, 45-18 last night over West Virginia. And we already know the time of the Dylan Sunflower Showdown, right? We'll get into more stats here in just a second. It's the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. K-State is bowl bound, your Wildcats bowl bound, and more importantly, stays in the thick of the Big 12 race, dominating West Virginia 45-18, 17th-ranked K-State. Eddie Greer, Pearl Project Podcast, reaction edition, happy reaction edition of this podcast. KU, Bill Steiner Family Stadium, next Saturday, 7 p.m., and this game is all going to be national televised back on ESPN2 there as well. Let me flip to my other tab here and let's see. Let's go through the score here real quick. K-State after the first quarter led by 7-10-3, and then each team scored a touchdown there. That was a pick six. And then K-State in the second half, 14-0 there, shutting out West Virginia, and then K-State tacked on 14 more points on top of there. I want to finish Avery's line here. Let me see if I can get that. Maybe. Of course, it's going to die. Okay, yeah. Okay, this is what I want to write here. Garrett Green. We knocked him out of the game in this one. Garrett Green, 9 of 19, 85 yards in this game. And then backup Nico Marshall. Yeah, I might have butchered that a little bit. 6 of 13 there in this game, 58 yards. He threw a touchdown pass. Green, touchdown and two picks in this game. And the other pick, Jack Fabris, again, he has a knack to being close to the football. If you go back to Tulane, of course, that Scoobin score, that was huge. That was the big difference of them winning that game. Jack Fabris, Scoobin score, remember that? Yeah, he has the knack for being really close to the football. Jack Fabris, another defensive positive impact for this defense. He got an interception, one of two Garrett Green picks in this one. Avery Johnson, 19 of 29, 298 yards, just too shy of 300 yards passing, but awesome night through the air, three touchdowns, and more importantly, no picks. My guy, James Jackson, two catches, 84 yards, had that long touchdown pass that I talked about earlier in this podcast. DJ Gins had a catch. Keegan Johnson had three catches for 46 yards. And how about this? I have not mentioned this guy's name, and I probably should start saying it, but Ty Bowman. Yes, I repeat myself. Ty Bowman getting himself in this offense, and he got in the offense, started getting in the offense against Oklahoma State. Now, he's starting to be getting more plays in this offense. He had a couple of catches in this game as well. Ty Bowman, three catches, 27 yards in this game. And I already said Oakley and Ancial both of them scored in this ball game. Dylan Edwards, the other equation of the big three. Dylan Edwards, he only ran for, 27 yards on three carries. Did catch, have a couple of catches as well. Three catches for 18 yards in this game. Yeah, so West Virginia did slow that party offense down, but could not stop the big plays in this football game as well. On the defensive side for Kansas State here, Austin Romaine continues his terrific 2024 campaign. 12 more total tackles, 4 solo, 8 assisted. Marquis Siegel, that pick 6, next in line 9. And then V.J. Payne, Desmond Purnell, and Austin Moore, Jordan Riley, Damian Alalo up in there, up in that mix as well with 6. And then, of course, what I'm looking at here, Jordan Riley had 5 total tackles in his ball game. Yeah, so this is what you had to have. K-State taking care of business. You're a bowl bound now. And more importantly, stay right in the thick of the Big 12 race. And, yeah, Texas Tech, I said it. I said it in the preview, and I said it on looking at the standings going into this game this week. Go back and make sure you check that out wherever you get your podcasts. Again, Pearl Project Podcast, Eddie Greer III here for a minute more, two left. Let's happy winning reaction. K-State all over West Virginia, 45-18. Yeah, K-State, they needed to stay right there. And getting a little help from Baylor last night. Yesterday, Baylor upset Texas Tech there. I don't have the standings pulled up right now. That's all I know. Colorado dominant win over Arizona there yesterday as well. So I know Iowa State escaped in the hands of UCF last night in a wild sequence late in that game. So yeah, you're right. You're right there now. You're right there in the thick of it. You had to have some help. You got it. Now, and you took advantage and you took care of your own business. Now you're going home, doing something about a showdown. I know rivalry games can be tricky. And KU, I think, yeah, beat Houston yesterday there as well. So it's setting up to be a good one back in Manhattan, where K-State has been pretty dominant at Bill Stein Family Stadium. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be a huge weekend again for this podcast, and yours truly again as well. Stay tuned later on this week for that news. But K-State, led by Avery Johnson's arm last night, knocks off West Virginia in a one-sided affair, 45-18. And next in line for K-State is the rival from 45 minutes east of Kansas City, KU Jayhawks. Next on the list there as we march on. K-State march on is bullbound, more importantly. But if we're looking at the more bigger picture, you stay right there in the thick of trying to get into that Big 12 championship game in December. The Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record Kansas State content. Again, thank you so much for, if this is your first time listening to this podcast, where have you been at? But yeah, no, seriously though, thank you so much for giving us a download and a listen. And again, you like what you're hearing, we're this unique K-State podcast, feel free definitely to like and subscribe and tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. That's going to wrap things up on this reaction edition of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports. Avery Johnson and company take care of business in Morgantown last night. 17th ranked Kansas State Wildcats, 45. West Virginia Mountaineers, 18. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State. We'll talk to y'all here coming up this week. Go Cats!